As we know, childcare is largely inaccessible and unaffordable. 51% of Americans live in a childcare desert. Addressing that problem in Lansing is the topic of today's Capitol Report, sponsored by the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. And, you know, I was just in a park with my daughter when I saw a group setting up with a tent, and it turned out to be Abby Jacobs from Chamber of Mothers, the local chapter, which is this nonpartisan grassroots group that works with mothers and kids, and Senator Kevin Hertel. I'm like, oh, what are you doing in my park over there? And they are trying to work together, building blocks for addressing this issue in our state. And we're joined by Senator Hertel and Abby Jacobs both. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jamie. Great to be with you.
Nice to see you on that warm day at the park. Let's start with Senator Hertel. You have these building blocks. You want to address this problem in our state. How are you doing it?
Yeah, so not only as a legislator, but as a parent, I have dealt with the same challenges that so many across our community are dealing with. And that's why we had the event that we ran into you at with Abby and her organization, because we've heard from families across not only my district, but across the state, that they are struggling with the high cost of childcare, with just finding access to childcare, and affording all of the basic essentials while building a family. And so we introduced three main elements in a building box plan. The bills have been introduced in the state Senate, and we're working to get them done, but also they all have a budget impact, right? And so we're trying to make sure they're included in the budget. And those are a child tax credit, which we have talked about on this show before, a $5,500 tax credit for families with children under the age of three. RX Kids, which is a very successful program that had started in Flint in the Upper Peninsula, has now expanded to about 10 communities, and we're working to grow that across the state, which creates a $1,500 payment to moms when they are pregnant and a $500 payment every month for either 6 to 12 months, depending on the community buy-in. And a TriShare program as well, which is focused directly at childcare. It's a one-third share between employees, employers, and the state to help families pay for childcare across the state. And it also opens up slots across the state for kids to have access to, for their parents to have access to, so they can go to work and participate in our economy.
And Senator, the legislation aims, I know, to reach families in every corner of the state. How do you make sure that, you know, rural and urban and suburban parents all benefit equitably from this?
Well, when RX Kids launched, the first two pilot communities were Flint and the Upper Peninsula. Very different communities, but they share one common theme, and that's they have childcare deserts. They have, communities that have a lot of needs, both from the healthcare standpoint as well as financial needs. And so we wanted to pilot these programs in places where we know they can make the most benefit. And we've seen the success. And so there's no doubt from the Upper Peninsula to down in my district in Southeast Michigan, every family, as they're deciding to have children or have started a family, they're experiencing these challenges. And we need to do everything we can to cut the costs, to improve access to affordable child care and create opportunities for parents and kids across our state.
You know, one of the things here, Senator, that that you're looking to address in this legislation is updating licensing requirements for child care centers and facilities. Why the need to address that? And then how does that then create more opportunities for people and more opportunities for them to find child care for their kids?
You know, we've talked to a lot of folks across the state who want to open up child care facilities. I've met with the daycare or preschool that my child was in at a time and talked about some of the onerous regulations that exist that make it really hard for them to either open or operate after they have opened. And a lot of it is really, duplicative red tape that makes it very challenging for people to even get into the business of operating a child care. And we want to make sure that we do it in the right way so that children are safe when they're in these facilities. But we don't want to make it so burdensome that people cannot operate, or it's so unaffordable to operate that they can't get by, or they have to pass that cost on to families. And so we're working with MILEI, but Department and State Government, that oversees these programs to try to reduce those licensing requirements, remove unnecessary barriers, and really with the goal to open up more of these childcare slots across the state so that parents and kids have access to them, but hopefully that also drives the cost down.
Abby, Chamber of Mothers, you were there at this event where I met you and Senator Hertel. And how did you link up with Senator Hertel? And where do you think we are as a state when it comes to supporting mothers and childcare?
Yes. So we linked up with Senator Hertel because I am a member of his district. And so had gotten in touch with a member of his team just about our chapter and what we're looking to do here in Michigan. And for us as a chapter, we are, you know, based here Southeast Michigan, so we cover more than just Senator Hertel's district. But the common theme for our chapter, which was established last year, is that childcare is expensive. This is what our chapter members indicated they wanted to focus on. It's a significant contributor to stress as in their families, and is a significant reason why people are choosing not to have additional children, myself included. And so with Senator Hertel, you know, being my representative, we were able to coordinate this playground meetup, which we met you at, really with the goal of opening the door and continue to build conversations with our chapter members, with their representatives, because with packages like the building blocks package that Senator Hertel is speaking on today, we want to be able to voice our concerns and our priorities in that room so that when these things are implemented, that they're really taking into account the experiences of real parents who, you know, are having to sign up on wait lists for childcare centers before they are pregnant or even pregnant, or also are spending, you know, significantly more than their mortgage every month just to put their children through childcare. So I think for us, what we're seeing across Michigan is people are not only struggling to afford it, but also find it. Mm-hmm. The accessibility is also key and is a huge part of where some of the licensing requirements that we were all just speaking on come into play, because it allows more centers to open, making it easier for parents to find childcare for their kids.
Senator, we got about a minute left. If these bills pass, what would success look like in, let's say, a year or two from now for a typical Michigan family?
Well, you know, we lose about $2.8 billion annually in economic activity across the state of Michigan simply because we don't have enough access to childcare. And that means the parents cannot participate in the workplace. It creates all kinds of ripple effects across our state. And so while I think this is the right thing to do for families, as I said, I've experienced it as a parent myself. These costs are simply just too high. So we need to make sure we're driving down those costs or helping families afford those costs. Opening up more access to childcare, giving parents and children the resources they need to be successful, that's what will benefit our state long term in the future. Mm-hmm. And I just want to note that while there's a cost to all of these programs, there is a huge cost to not taking action and helping in this area, helping families across the state, because the cost will all show up somewhere else down the line. Mm-hmm. And so I think we need to be smart with the resources that we have, make sure we're addressing the needs of families across our state in this way, and it will pay dividends down the road.
Senator Hertel, Abby Jacobs, thank you both for joining us for Capitol Report.
Thank you for having us.
And I just want to give a shout out to our daycare provider, Donna. We love you. Thank you for doing what you do.
Donna.
Shout out to Donna. All right, coming up on JR Morning, Jimmy Kimmel returned to ABC. Tears, jokes, and a monologue. We'll talk about it.